The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Mankind doesn't obey God because he doesn't want to. We aren't wise enough to do that. In the book of Psalm, chapter 90, beginning verse 11, God has a lot to say in these two verses here, verses 11 and 12, that we should perk up our ears and listen to. Verse 11 of Psalm 90 says this, "Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath." Notice that, my friends. God says, "Who knows the power of your anger?" That is the anger and the wrath of God he's speaking about. "For as the fear of you, so is your wrath." If mankind realized the wrath of God, the anger of God, when he gets stirred up at a people or a nation or the world, I think we would be a little more prone to want to obey our Maker. But we don't understand the wrath of God because we don't know the history of the Bible. We don't know what God has done in the past. Many doesn't even believe that there was a worldwide flood. Many doesn't even believe that many cities and states and empires have been destroyed and come to nothing because they didn't fear their Maker. God continues here in verse 12. "So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." God wants you to know that his wrath, his fierce anger, will be poured out on the earth very soon now, because we are living in the end time. God wants you to realize, even when you are young, that your life is a vapor and like a shadow that passes by very quickly. He wants you to know and think about the fact that you only have a few days to seek a heart of wisdom, yes, to do good, and to build godly character. That's why you were born. You were born to build godly character, to become like God. And God wants you to realize that, and he wants you to understand that even when you're young, and number your days and realize that you don't have forever to live. But you have to be wise to do that. You have to be wise to understand that. As we have quoted in this series of programs, that God said the fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom. When you begin to respect, honor, and reverence God, his word, that's when you begin to grow an understanding of how to live your life. You will gain a heart of wisdom. You will begin to understand the purpose of life. The book of Proverbs has much to say about the value of obeying God. As a matter of fact, the entire Bible does. Notice in Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." God is saying, put God first. Let him direct your path. Put him first in your life. Seek God, his knowledge, his wisdom, his word, his understanding. Put him first in your life. Just as God said, it's not within man to direct his steps, meaning in the right direction. Well, we do right opposite of what God has said do. We seem to think we are wise enough. We don't need God's instruction book to guide our path, so we think. Proverbs 3, verse 6, it continues here, "In all your ways acknowledge God," or acknowledge him, "and he shall direct your path." But we don't acknowledge God or his authority in our life. We do it our way, and just look at the world that we have made. Because we have rejected God's authority, his word, his laws that were given to direct our path. But man wants to be in charge, and he thinks he is. But is he? Is man really in charge? No, he isn't, my friend. Satan the devil is in charge. He is the one directing the path of man, and we are too naive to know it. Yes, Satan is directing the path of man, his thinking, his attitude, his actions. And we, this world, and our nation, we are too naive to know that. Verse 7 continues, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the eternal and depart from evil." Well, it's very evident that we think we are wise. But when we won't fear our God, the true God, our Creator, we won't depart from evil. Have we departed from evil yet? Do we fear our God? Do we respect and obey and honor our God? We aren't wise enough to fear, respect, and honor our Maker. We kick God, his word, out of every place that we can. Verse 8 continues, "It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Yes, if you fear God. God said if you fear Him, it will produce a healthy society in every way. Now, we could use that, couldn't we? Yes, we could use a much healthier society and world that we have. We are sick as a nation. We are sick as a world, morally and spiritually, physically and emotionally, and financially. And God said we would be. In Isaiah chapter 1, you can read that. I think it's in verse 5, where God said, "You are sick from the sole of your foot to your head." God is describing the world and the nation and this end time that we are living in. Proverbs 3, verse 13 continues, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." God is speaking about understanding His word and the wisdom to live by it. Happiness doesn't come from the way of get. That's the way that this world is living. Mankind thinks the way of get makes him happy. That's what Satan thought. And that is Satan's way, the way of get. And we are following the god of this earth, Satan the devil. Happiness doesn't come from the way of get, which is Satan's way. It comes from obeying the word of God. Yes, it comes from having knowledge of God's word and understanding and the wisdom to obey it. And notice in verse 33, "The curse of the eternal is on the house of the wicked." Now, it would be the house, the family, or an individual, or a nation, or the world. "But He blesses the habitation of the just." Yes, the righteous, those that obey Him. Do you think that you are cursed in any way? Are you overwhelmed with family problems or financial problems, perhaps even mental, emotional, or physical problems? How about your morals? Well, the truth is, when we don't live by the Word of God, we automatically bring curses on us. When we follow the way of the God of this earth, it produces curses and problems. They finally overwhelm us. The Bible tells us in many places, the more we increase in population, the more we sinned against God. God also says His blessings are on the house of the righteous, those that live by His word. Now, that doesn't mean the righteous doesn't or won't have any problems at all. For God said, many afflictions are the righteous, but the eternal delivers him out of them all. God also said, it's through much tribulation that we inherit the kingdom of God. God also corrects his people. He is forming and molding his people to be like him with holy, righteous character. But one of the main causes, and truly is the main cause, of all the problems, afflictions in this earth, is that we live in Satan's world. And he's after everyone, even God's elect. The world as a whole doesn't realize that. Why not? Well, because Satan's way is the only way this world knows, and it's all based on the way of get. Listen to that, my friend. Satan's way is the only way that this world knows. Now, why is that? Well, it's because we have chosen to follow Satan instead of following God. If we followed God, if we obeyed God, His way would be the only way that we know, and that would be the right way. And this world would not have had and would not be having the curses and the problems that we are living with today. The way of give, which is God's way, doesn't produce the problems and curses we are coping with. God's way would keep these curses from coming upon us. If this world would have obeyed God from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, we would hardly know what a curse or a problem would be. Think of that, my friends. And that world is coming. There is a time when this world is going to obey God, and there's going to be joy and peace and health and happiness and prosperity, good marriages, obedient kids, jails and prisons will be empty. What a world that's going to be, because Satan is going to be bound, and you're going to be taught to obey your Maker, and you will do it in that day, or you won't be around. But man had to do it his way. Now, this is the world that we're living in. Man has done it his way. Well, it's really Satan's way, the devil's way. Satan didn't only deceive Eve to think it was okay to disobey God, but he deceived her to obey him without her knowing it. So once Adam obeyed Satan by allowing his wife to coax him into disobeying the word of God, he also became a sinner. That began obeying Satan, the devil. So 100% of human beings, right from the beginning of Satan's deceptive ways, as soon as God allowed Satan to get to them, became the servants of Satan. God had to put a stop to it, at least for a short time, by a worldwide flood. We should let history teach us the lesson not to obey Satan. We should let history teach us to obey our God. But we as a world and nation, and as an individual, aren't wise enough for that. Think of that, my friends. We as a world, we as individuals, we as a nation, we aren't wise enough to let history teach us to obey our God. We aren't wise enough to look into His Word and let God's Word teach us to obey Him. Each generation thinks they are smarter and more wise than their parents and grandparents. Our nation thinks we are much smarter than our founding fathers, who trusted, believed, and obeyed God. They read their Bibles. They didn't kick God and His Word out of their life or schools or government offices or any other place. They were wise enough to know they needed God's help and guidance. Our leaders today doesn't realize that. How sad, how naive that is. A little wisdom would go a long ways, but instead of relying on God the Creator, what have we done? We have rejected God and became fools. Now, God tells us that. I'm only quoting what God has said, and I will read that in this series of programs before we finish these programs. In Romans 1, beginning in verse 18, through the rest of this chapter, God is speaking of the way man has lived his life from Adam and Eve to our day and right on up to the return of Jesus Christ. God isn't saying that everyone has rejected God and His Word. Neither is He saying there hasn't been periods when a nation hasn't turned to Him and trusted God for help and guidance. Ancient Israel and Judah did that at times. Our founding fathers did that. Our nation did that for many years. Now, we didn't do it perfectly, but we did realize that we needed God in our life. Our leaders knew and believed in a supernatural God and relied on His help. But it seems in Romans chapter 1 that it is describing the pre-flood world many years before the flood and this end-time world today, at least the last 50 to 60 years, and that does include America. Yes, America was pretty much on track up until the last 50 to 60 years. America still believed and obeying God up until that time. Notice Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Notice what God had to say here. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. The wrath of God is going to come upon this earth, my friends. God says it's going to, and it will, and it's all because that we have rejected our Maker. My time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about our nation, where it's headed, and this world, where it's headed, we invite you to request a couple of booklets that we have, North America Listen and How to Build Godly Character. And you need those booklets. You need to know where America is and what's going to happen to America unless we repent and turn to our God. And you need to know how to build godly character if you want to be spared from the wrath of God that is coming upon this world and very soon now. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.